KDB Sports, Chris Cottrell with you right now. Glad to be joined on the phone by Torrington head football coach Russell Steinmetz as Torrington gets set to host the 2A state championship game coming up on Saturday afternoon as they take on Lyman. Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on you and your team still needing to get preparation in and playing football this time of year. What's it feel like to be playing in a state championship game?
You know, just very excited. I mean, emotions are for sure running high, and then just being able to get through the season, you know, with everything going on out in the world. So just very proud of these boys and how they've come together and how we're still playing this very last week.
Yeah, and you had to handle some adversity in game last week in the semifinal win against Mountain View. Kind of walk us through the game, and then we'll maybe get to your injury situation coming up here shortly.
Yeah, so Mountain View, we hosted them last week in the semifinals. Very talented team. They're one that, I mean, spread offense. They have one of the best receivers I've ever seen in high school football in Schofield there. And so we knew we had to match up with him and, you know, play him to the best of our abilities. And he ended up with, you know, over 100 yards receiving. But, I mean, he's just a great, great receiver. And so he was going to get some of those yards. We knew that. And then we jumped out early on him with a 10-0 lead at the end of the first quarter. Kind of were able to run the ball when we needed to. I'm very proud of our O linemen. They kind of controlled the line of scrimmage there. And then in the third quarter, we ended up losing our quarterback, Bo Bivens. Just feel absolutely terrible for him because he has helped us get all the way and he won't be able to play this last week. But, you know, we're going to step up and next man up.
Yeah, next man up. I mean, you want to feel sorry for the young man, but everybody's got to rally around him, and there's a football game to be played. Who steps in? How did that player perform, you know, in emergency time last week? And how do you put a new game plan together? And what different things do you have to do to make it easy on him, but also still give yourself a chance to pull this thing out?
You know, the offense coordinator, Rob Nicolai, we messed with a couple different, you know, plans during the end of the third quarter and going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, through this weekend, we've been messing around with stuff. But, I mean, you don't really have – I mean, we have 1 week to, you know, prepare for a very good Lyman Eagle football team. So, you know, we can't do a complete wholesale, just play with the best players that we can put out there.
Tell us a little bit about Lyman. I know there's a common opponent or two on the schedule, namely that I'm looking at right now, Bighorn. So how do you kind of piece together some of those common opponents? How do you piece together a good scouting report? What's this team about?
You know, Lyman Eagles, they have one of the best offensive line that we have seen this season, if not the best on film. So, you know, their core players are in the trenches on offense and defense. They're going to come out and just smack you right in the nose, try to win that battle at the line of scrimmage on offense and defense. So they're big run team, but, I mean, they can also pass because people sell out to stop their run and opens up some passing lanes. And then them defensively, I mean, they're the number one defensive team in the state. So we're just going to have to be patient offensively and march down the field.
You mentioned the crazy times we're in right now, and kudos to you guys for, A, being able to still be playing and also, you know, being healthy enough and with enough bodies to keep this thing going at this time of year. I guess in all the craziness with no state championship games being held at UW, I mean, you guys are going to get to play on your home field, and so that has got to be an awesome feeling. What's it like around the community right now or in the hallways at school knowing the title game runs through you at your place?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's for sure a buzz in the hall and everything like that. Not being able to have it in Laramie is different, but it's also, you know, it's just super exciting to have it here in Torrington. There hasn't been a state championship game played here in Torrington for several years. So just very exciting, you know, and then playing Saturday at 1:00. Hopefully we have a great crowd.
And, Coach, I'll let you go on this one. Simply put, what do you guys have to do to win this football game and hoist the trophy?
We're going to have to stop their run attack. And then offensively, we need to take care of the ball and be very disciplined.
Torrington head football coach Russell Steinmetz ahead of their state championship game on Saturday, 1:00 at home against Lyman. Coach, appreciate it, and best of luck in this one.
Thank you very much.